Welcome to The Gauge, a new podcast brought to you by Green Gauge, the first fully integrated financial services group, bridging the traditional financial services space with the new digital innovations in crypto assets and blockchain. In this series, we gauge expert opinion on the latest tech trends and plan to bring you a measured approach to discussing key developments in the world of blockchain and digital assets. I'm Helen Disney, Director of the Realization Group, and I'll be your host today. Today, I'm in conversation with Green Gauge's research analyst, Amiro Habte, to discuss the firm's latest research on SME banking services, which surveyed around 70 businesses to determine their experiences and issues with banking and payment services. So welcome, Amiro. Great to see you today and to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thought we'd kick off just to understand a little bit more about what you do at Green Gauge and your background.
Yeah, so I'm a research analyst slash a junior developer at Green Gauge, although I started the junior developer role recently. And in my research analyst role, I conduct research on several different topics, either related to traditional finance or the blockchain world, where, for example, I write white papers on a particular topic, especially the ones most relevant in the space currently, or I do research into something like SMEs, for example. And then there's other roles too where I work with the sales team or the treasury team and so on. And then in my junior developer role, currently I'm in the learning slash testing phase. And then I hope to progress more in that.
Fantastic. Well, I've read some of your other reports and really found them fascinating. I know you've done some work around the UK Mittelstand, the small and medium-sized companies that form the backbone of the economy. And we're going to talk perhaps a little bit about that at the end. But to kick off, I just wanted to understand a bit more about the research you've been doing recently, because I know Green Gauge has conducted a survey of SMEs, looking in particular at their attitudes towards their current banking services. Just wanted to understand a little bit more about why you wanted to carry out the survey.
So we, as you may have heard, we're releasing the new My Service for e-money accounts, starting off with friends and family, and then gradually like progressing with that. And so we want this particular area, we're trying to service either SMEs and also companies involved in digital assets. And so both of these types of companies are underserved, and research into how these companies need or what their requirements are for their banking services is also under research. And so we wanted to find out the particular desires and pain points with the current account providers. And then because this data wasn't readily available, we thought we'd collect our own and then analyze it to provide the best service for these two types of clients.
I think it's a great idea. And I mean, certainly I've experienced this myself in my entrepreneurial career and anecdotally talking to people that I know, whether they're entrepreneurs or small businesses. A lot of people do get very frustrated with the generic nature of their banking providers, and banks tend not to necessarily have a specific understanding of the nature of their business, particularly as you go into new forms of businesses like the types of new innovations in tech that we're talking about. Did your survey results bear that out?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. Because of the nature of Green Gauge's business, most of all, the majority of our respondents, just under 80%, were interested in digital assets in some way. For some, it was the core focus of their business. Others, it was just an interest. But like the vast majority were interested, at least interested in digital assets. And so what we found in amongst these companies is that a lot of them were less than satisfied with their current account provider and also didn't particularly rate their customer service of these account providers highly. And so there seems to be an issue with their account providers trying to provide the best service for these type of companies. Although we also looked at the services most important to these types of businesses, and they don't differ too much from those who are interested in digital assets. So the three most important services we found were security, trust, and ease of access. And that was the same for those who weren't interested in digital assets. The only small difference was that for those who were interested in digital assets, trust was more important than security. But other than that, top three most important services were the same.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose those are the core functions, aren't they, of what you want from a bank. And then there may be some additional ancillary services that you'd be willing to take on top of that if you met the core criteria first, because only with that trust are you likely to then want to do other things with your bank on top of your day-to-day activities. So it's interesting to see that. And I know many small businesses, especially in the tech world, are also turning to e-money services as an alternative to traditional business banking. Can you just explain a bit more about what the difference is between an e-money business and a sort of traditional bank?
Sure. So they're pretty similar in certain regards. Like both offer banking slash payment services, both take in deposits. Though there are several key differences relating to lending and also offering interest on those deposits. So, firstly, one key difference is when you lend to your bank, they're regarded as the owners of that money or legally regarded as the owners of that money. And this is not the case with e-money institutions. And so because of that, banks can't, e-money institutions, basically they can't mix the money together, their own funds as well as the funds of the clients together. They have to ring fence the two, whereas with the banks, they can commingle those funds. And because of that, for example, an e-money client can't, or e-money institution can't do things like fractional reserve banking. So for example, in a bank, they can have £1 in the actual like reserves compared to £10 worth of liabilities. For an e-money institution, they have to have a one-to-one parity where they have to have £10 of reserves compared to £10 worth of liabilities. And because of that, they can't offer things like credit, for example. And so e-money institutions are limited in a sense when it comes to lending and offering interest.
Understood, yeah. So there are some limitations, but I guess also some benefits of having the different approaches. Do you think that technologies like cryptocurrency and blockchain, which obviously I know Greengage is involved in the digital asset world, is that opening up new possibilities for banks and maybe e-money providers to offer new types of services that could be particularly supportive to SMEs?
100%. So one of the key benefits of blockchain slash distributed ledger technology is disintermediation. And through technologies like smart contracts, for example, where based on a certain action being processed, or an entire process can be automated based on certain conditions being met. Because of that, you can reduce a lot of the costs associated with having humans conducting each process or each step separately. And this also reduces human error. And then this can be seen through cheaper cross-border payments, instant authentication, and faster KYC verification. But then there's also with automation, for example, you need to strike a balance because too much automation is not what certain clients would prefer. In terms of a lot of the clients we spoke to or the respondents stated that they want a more client, more human-centric, client-centric approach, where they can talk to a person and tell them their grievances and so that they can find a solution together. And there's also an aspect of blockchain technology where if it's all on a ledger, there's greater transparency. And because of that, things like fraud, money laundering, and other illicit activities are harder to perform. And so it's the bank does all the banking or account provider doesn't have to spend as much time looking for these illicit activities, which reduces cost for them, and then that gets passed down to the client.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of efficiencies as well as opportunities for innovation as that starts to become a more common part of the banking system. And I suppose just to conclude, I'm interested in what difference this will make in the big picture. So we spoke at the beginning briefly about this German idea of the Mittelstand, of these small, medium-sized, often family-run businesses that make up the backbone of the German economy. We have many of these types of companies in the UK as well, and perhaps we would have more if, as you said, it wasn't such an underserved part of the market. How much of a difference do you think that better banking services and financial services would make to growing the UK's own version of the Mittelstand? I guess we could call it the Brittlestand if we wanted to, but a
Yeah.
UK Mittelstand is an interesting concept, I think, particularly post-Brexit.
Yeah, as you mentioned before, that question ties in perfectly with previous report we released based on the UK Mittelstand. And in that report, we found that these SMEs don't have a great amount of trust in these banking or account providers. Like only 13% of them from an FCA report reported that they have trust in these banking or such account providers, and that the 73% of them would rather prefer to grow slowly than borrow money and grow quickly. from a bank, for example. In Germany, they have decades of investment and planning that has built up their own version of the Mittelstand, which is SMEs, where there's based on sole proprietorship. And because of that, it's family-based. And they've also developed education system where it's focused on university as well as vocational training. And so that kind of helps to build loyalty and stick with these SME and Mittelstand companies. And yeah, based on that, they also have, or tied to that, in these companies, they have a lot of investment going into them and lending. And they have restrictions around where banks can lend based on their region. And so that the banks are more decentralized and there isn't a big bank lending directly to everyone in the country. And this allows the banks to tailor their services more towards the region-based clients. This helps the SMEs grow and needs to be understood better. We kind of need to replicate this for the UK as well.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of different policy elements and environmental factors that go into it to make this a success in Germany. Probably not something that we can change overnight, but certainly with the right collaboration between policymakers and universities and the financial institutions, it sounds like we could be doing a lot more to nurture that type of entrepreneurial activity. I know we spoke about it a little bit in a previous podcast with your board member Rosalind Breedy about what more can be done to foster that entrepreneurial culture, and I'm interested in seeing how Greengage pursues that in what it's doing and also in seeing the full survey results come out. So thank you very much for speaking to us today, Emma, and for all your hard work in putting the report together. I'm looking forward to see the results and see the discussion that comes from it.
Thank you very much.